That's probably whatever, the Bermuda Triangle, the Hoodoo Sea or whatever, that's probably the only thing down there that ain't worth any different than anything else.
Yeah.
In fact, I flew that thing for years in World War II.
Oh, did you?
Before we even knew it was there.
Never did see anything strange.
Nah. Most of that's just big stories. There's a lot of missing ships out there, but there's a lot of missing ships in any well-traveled shipping lane.
Well, that's true. Yeah.
There's probably more in the Great Lakes than there is down there.
Now that seems really strange. Well, that's a lot of water up there too. Something to get.
They have seas you wouldn't believe too in a storm.
Now, how about a storm where it was thunder and lightning? What would you call that?
Thunderstorm.
What would you call a place out in the field or somewhere that water cut path through?
Gully. Always a gully.
And what would you say about the weather if, say, you had a pretty day and then the clouds started coming in? You'd say the weather's
changing. Clouding up to rain sometimes.
Okay.
Unfortunately, it's not true. It clouds up lots of times now and it don't rain.
That's true. Well, we could use some this month. How about if you have the opposite and it's a cloudy day and then the sun starts to come out?
Clearing
the
off.
The weather's clearing off. Okay. Do you grow corn? Did you grow corn? It's just about everybody grew some corn around here. What's the term for the part that sticks off the top of the stalk?
Tassel. You know, and I know it's a tassel, but it was a tassel.
Okay. Well, everybody in every place has got different terms, you know. How about, what would you call a part around the ears of the corn?
Shuck.
Okay.
Very rarely a husk, but usually shuck.
Oh, you have heard that here. Okay. How about the stringy part on the inside?
That's a cob.
Okay. And then the part that you have to clean off, the like long stringy white part in there.
Well, that's what I'm talking about, the cob.
Oh, okay.
The grains are around the cob.
And then you have silk around that, right?
Okay.
Would you have a different kind of corn that you'd grow to eat, as or different time you pick it, as opposed to what you'd feed the animals?
Sometimes. And the main variation was silage corn.
That was the kind to feed the animals.
Yeah, you put it in a silo, and it's sort of a pickling process. So.
How about the kind you'd eat?
Just field corn.
Okay.
Now we did have sweet corn, but when I was growing up, hardly anybody around here bothered. They thought it was sissy. Golden Bantam was the old timer's favorite. In fact, it's still grown today.
And that was a type of field corn?
No, sweet corn.
That was a sweet corn. Okay. Yellow?
Yeah.
Do they have a white corn too?
Hickory King.